Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Krisas, Per Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches, and today's Mishnah are being learned with Chosas Bas Rachel, Shishib Zechet Efrain Josevi Kagon, Bikar of Mamish. And we continue discussing cases where a person does one act and he might be chayv multiple chatois for that. So Amar Bikir Rukiva says, Shaltis from Gamli Elvas Rabbi Shua. I asked from Gamli Rabbi Shua the following question: and where was it asked? But Itlus Shal Amom, in the butcher shop or butcher market of this place called Amom. And why were they there? Shalchuli Kachbeim Mishte Benesh from Gamli El. They went to buy an animal for the chasana of the son of Rabbi Gamli El. And this is the question I asked them, says Rabbi Kiva, Habal Chaisai, if a person is Baal his sister, Val Chaisaviv, and the sister of his father, Val Chais Ima, and the sister of his mother, Behalim Echad, this doesn't really mean with one lapse of awareness, it means that this is all the same person, Mahu, what's the din? Chayv Achaz Al Kulan, it's just Chayv one carbon for all of them because they're all the same person, Oy Achaz Al Kol Achaz V'Achaz, or one carbon for each and every lav that he was Ivor. And this would be a situation where a man lives with his mother, has two daughters, then lived with one of those and had a son, so the remaining sister is this son's sister, father's sister, and mother's sister. What about if this son is by this woman? Is he chayev for three different lavim or just one? So for Amruli, they told me, says Rabbi Kiva, lo shamanu, we've never heard an answer to this specific question of al shamanu, but we did hear something similar. Habal chamish nashim nidas b'halam echad, if a person has five wives and they all happen to be in nida, and he was by all them when one lapse of awareness, shu chayev kol achz v'achaz, he's chayev on each and every single bia. And v'royin anusha devarim kal v'chaymer, we can learn from here to kal v'chaymer that for sure in the question that you asked us, since there's three separate lavim over here, he'd be chayv three seven chatois. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, va'oy shalom Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva asked him another question. This doesn't have to do with forbidden relationships. Avraham adoldol bebehema mahu. What about a limb which is hanging from an animal? It was basically cut off the animal, so it's not attached at all, but it's still hanging a little bit. What's the din? Is that considered nevela? Or since it's still attached to the animal, maybe it's not nevela and it's not tamei. So Amrulai, they told him, lo shamanu, we didn't hear an answer to this question. Aval shamanu, but we did hear something similar. But Avraham adoldol ba'adam, a limb which is hanging off of a person. Shehu tahar. That limb is tahar. It's not considered like it's a limb from a mace. It's not considered a limb which is detached, which would be tamei. And where do we see this? Shekacha yu mukei shchin b'yushalayim oisin. This is what people who were mukei shchin, they had boils, which is some sort of issue that actually caused people's limbs to fall off. That ha'ilichloi erev pesach etzol roifei, the fellow who had this issue, he would go to a doctor, erev pesach, v'choitchoi ad shu meniach bai kisayra. And the doctor would cut off this limb, and he just left a tiny little bit of it attached. And then v'tachvai b'sira, the fellow would stick this limb of his, which again is barely attached to his body, he would stick it onto some sort of sharp thing which is attached to the ground, and then he would start walking away, and would be pulled off of him, and this fellow was able to do his carbon pesach, and the doctor was able to do his carbon pesach. As we see from here, that a limb which is barely attached to a person is still considered attached, in as much as the person is not tamei, and the doctor which helped cut this limb off is also not tamei. And we see it's a kal v'chaymer. If this applies to the limb of a person, it would apply to the limb of an animal as well. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tess and Yud with more questions for Rabbi Kiva asked them. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.